I'm Ding.
I'm the bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to yes. keep us on track. Can you even touch the bell?
I cannot.
We'll have to bring it.
I know. Move to me. Move to me.
Sing it.
Okay. Oh. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Can they even hear us? Am I live?
Did it?
Chat room.
Did it fade?
It usually takes about 10 seconds for the room to hear us. So I hope we are live. We're so unprofessional. Can you tell me the bell? Oh my gosh, what are you? Are you dying?
No, because I'm getting old now. It choke a lot, choke.
What?
It choke a lot.
You choke a lot, choke?
No, choke a lot, choke.
Oh, the bell is overmodulating. Oh my gosh.
Overmodulated? Oh, okay. Too loud.
Let me turn you down a little.
Okay, sorry. Too excited. Who wasn't it, Pinoy?
Huh?
Pinoy boy? Who was it?
Who was what?
Who was
telling us?
Telling us the very weird feedback.
Dan P.H. in Arizona.
Dan P.H. Arizona. Thank
Philadelphia,
you.
Philadelphia, Arizona.
Thank you, Dan P.H.
Okay, so anyway, when was the last time we did a show?
20 years ago.
So
we were wearing diaper again.
What? What do you mean? I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I don't know.
I don't understand
I don't know anymore.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, why don't we introduce ourselves to huge... Wait, let me see. What is it? People are saying hello in the chat room.
Hi.
Look, can you see?
Yeah, I can't see. Remember, I'm a 2.0 anymore.
wait,
2.0.
First word of the bell.
I cannot do 2.0.
The bell. Can you please tell us what is the first word of the bell?
2.0.
What? Can you say it again?
2.0.
Can you please make a sentence out of it? And chat room, please guess what she's trying to say.
I don't have... So I went to check up and it was less than 2.0. Well, I used to have 2.0. You need to have 2.0 to...
To do what?
To see everything. That was, I had to make it very easy for the new audience.
Oh my God.
So that they understand what I meant.
I know. I don't think you need to make it.
I think
it is so awesome. Okay. So.
How did the bell, Gary? I can't see. I'm closing one side of my eyes. Wait, focus. What is that? Gary Pop?
I think Dan got it right.
What he said?
He said 2020 vision.
That was too easy. 2.0.
It's okay. It's 2.0. Okay. Don't worry.
I know. So yeah, I used to have a 2.0.
Uh-huh.
But no more.
No
probably.
More. What is it now?
I don't know.
It's like 1.2.
I don't know. Because I think when I look at the iPhone,
yeah,
seriously, I cannot focus. I mean,
why don't you, when you laugh, you have to remember to look away. Like my microphone right now, I can flip it.
So really, I cannot because everything, the whole world is blurry.
The whole world is blurry.
Seriously, so, I cannot really see it.
But, so happy the bell is coming to New Orleans.
Oh, thank you, me too.
Big fatty.
Yay!
So yes, ladies and gentlemen.
What did I say to big fatty? What did you say? Grandma. You remember?
Yeah.
In a joke, but grandma. Yeah.
Oh my God. So we are going to New Orleans.
Yeah, we are coming.
In person.
For sure.
For sure. We've booked our hotel.
Hotel flight.
We've booked our flight. We paid for our registration, unlike Ricky.
Ricky didn't pay it.
Ricky wanted to save the announcement for today, so he didn't register yet. He hasn't registered yet.
He
wants to surprise everybody.
But Ricky has to pay
Ricky's
the registration.
Going.
Yay!
Ricky's going.
Ricky is the soft stomach, right? Very, very like smooth, so soft. SSS. SSS.
Oh.
Okay, what is SSS?
What? Oh, so soft stomach?
Close.
Wait.
SSS.
SSS is seriously soft stomach. What is it?
It's skin so soft.
A skin so soft?
Well, I don't work for Avon, but I just look at the bottle, it says skin so soft, SSS.
Oh my God.
Because when I said SSS, like even whoever had
it. I like it better. Seriously soft stomach.
Then it's a product by Ricky.
Okay, so Tim.
I can't wait to rub his stomach.
Oh, somebody knows. Somebody knows skin so soft.
Yeah, see. Is that Adam?
No, it's Ant.
Oh, Ant. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Ant. Have we met?
Did I?
Okay, so let me just say this. We have 1 hour. I thought we have 30 minutes. We have 1 hour.
Oh, wow.
So, not 1 hour, 58 minutes. And I thought...
Wait, 58 minutes?
What is this?
2 minutes short. 2 minutes short.
That's what
I'm
it is.
Am I too loud? Upstairs,
I think
okay?
People are... Yeah, okay, so my parents are in town.
I know.
Yeah, wait, Ricky just said, Debelle, are you going to rub and lay on my belly again?
Yes, I am.
I know, and you can put an Avon logo on his stomach. And then put SSS.
Ultra SSS.
Ooh.
I'm going to do more than once, Ricky.
Oh, they're
going to
snuggle.
I'm coming, yo. Yes, I was so, I still remember. I have very sensitive, touch?
Yeah, sensitive
like
touch.
Sensitive, my hands, I can feel it really well.
Oh, she's doing, can you talk about your, like, doing your power?
Oh.
Can you talk about that?
Oh, you wanna hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, so I do Reiki.
Ooh, Reiki. Reiki Martin. Do you know Reiki Martin? She begs.
Now they don't take it serious anymore because it's a Reiki Martin. So I'll do Reiki Martin. So Reiki is like, it's not Reiki. That's how they say Reiki here in America. But supposed to say...
Reiki!
No, Reiki.
Oh, Reiki.
Reiki.
Oh, she knows Reiki Burton. Which is
Reiki Burton!
Reiki, which is Ricky. Ricky. Avon.
Avon! Avon!
Avon Reiki Martin.
Avon Reiki Martin.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so Reiki is...
Reiki
is... it's from Japan.
Yes. We totally did not plan what we're going to talk about.
I know, right? Whatever comes first.
Yes.
So maybe I should make a very quick introduction for the Reiki.
Maybe we should introduce ourselves to people who have not heard about us because we've been away for 20 years.
See, true.
So we need to explain a little bit about ourselves. Okay,
right.
So let's just take a quick poll in the chat room. If you have not heard us until today, please say...
yay or nay.
SSS. Type SSS in the chat room. If
okay.
you have
Do you
not
have music
heard
of- for like...
I have lots of music.
Like,
what so kind? Like
kind of like a in hurry, yo. No, that's a rest.
Forecast.
That's the forecast. No, that's the forecast. No, like something like.
That's it.
Vegas, here we come.
Wrong place. That's wrong place. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's talk about. So if you have not heard about us, please type in SSS. Maybe everybody heard us.
See, I've heard you. Somebody said. My
Adam.
2.2. Oh, Adam, the cutie.
Yes.
Adam is a cutie pie, yo, everybody.
So maybe let's quickly, for people who may not have heard about us as they're joining the show or tuning in.
Yeah.
We started a show a long time ago, and this is becoming our thing, is to do Pride 48 together.
Right.
I used to do Pride 48 by myself, and then when we had Ding the Bell, it's perfect to be doing that together because there's live audience, and whether it's streaming or doing it in like a location like Las Vegas and doing it in person, I'm going to belch. Okay. Anyway, so I'm John. I also have several other podcasts like Ricky was telling you about earlier. The show that I'm still doing, several other shows, Pod Faded. Well, it's sort of Pod Paused. Not quite faded yet.
Oh,
I haven't
really?
Given up yet. No, I haven't done the other shows. You know,
so like Penang.
Penang Hokkien is the only one that I've been doing for 13 years and is still going. I I think I'm posting like show 668 or something like that.
Oh.
So that is still going, but my online podcast, I haven't done anything for a while. I think when I was talking to Big Fatty earlier this week, I realized I haven't done that since 2017. So I may actually do something. Maybe I'll talk about my wedding a little bit. Maybe I'll talk about my wedding. Oh, this, who knows? I got married.
Yay! Did you get married?
It seems like it's a recurring theme. Everybody is getting married. Like I heard this whole weekend, a lot of people getting married or just got married or having their anniversary. So yeah, I got married, if you guys don't know.
Okay, so wait. Okay, so you introduced yourselves, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, now it's your turn.
Okay, my turn. Okay, well, me. Hi, Davil.
What else do you need to say?
I think that's it. No one know that. Oh, so I am...
Is she still over-modulating? Is she still too loud?
Oh, am I?
I don't know. Like, go ahead. The response in 10 seconds.
Okay, well, when I hear myself, I kind of sound very like muffling. Muffling?
Muffled?
Muffled? Like kind of not like a crisp. Not like a crisp. Not like a crispy.
Let me hear.
Not like a crispy. That's why I'm like, maybe it's maybe my voice. It's not crispy, like crispy cream.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
You know, no. It's not muffled. It's like crispy. I want to be more crispy, like crispy cream. Do you remember K for cup?
Do they know? No, you are muffled a little bit on your microphone.
I told you.
Is it my voice? I think it sounds good. Like, it sounds good in my ears.
Okay,
so.
Maybe I have husky, sexy voice then. Maybe I should sing jazz or something.
But they said that you're too loud.
Someday. Okay, so anyway, so I'm Davel. I'm at me.
Dan said you're a little bit too loud.
Oh, okay.
She's a bit too loud.
Okay, thank you. I know. Okay. We haven't done it for long. Me and the Ding, we're friends. Best friend in our personal life and then whatever the life.
Professional podcasting life.
So we have so much fun. And we are also part of another professional group, which is he's very, very bossy.
Huh? Who? What do you get?
Ding is very bossy.
Why do you have to immediately go into that?
Because I was holding to say it. He is very professional.
You have to tell. Okay, the context.
He's very, very.
We are also involved in other organizations, like professional organizations, non-profit organization outside of the show.
Right.
So, yes.
So I have to see his professional face. And then, like, it's not like having, like, you know, off professional time. So to me, it took a while to readjust that it's his professional.
Oh my gosh, you sounded so professional talking about that.
So, yes. Anyway, so that's why I really was looking forward to do this today, to kind of have our crazy connection moment again. So, yeah. So anyway, I'm delightful being here. I'm very distracted.
By what?
Doing this show today.
Why? Okay, pride. She almost couldn't make it.
No, I made it. Don't say it.
No,
like
I said
that.
You almost. I thought you
were. No. I was coming. I was getting you.
I mean, I thought you couldn't make it for the opening of the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay. No, fresh. Because I was getting fresh oven cookie.
Yeah. Oh.
I know. So for you and your families. That's why.
Thank you.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's me. Okay, so.
Oh my God. I can't sing very
high. Hey, this is the highest I can sing.
That was in Vegas. Okay, let's just talk about this. Were you going to say something? Hey, Uncle Bota is here.
Uncle Bota, hi.
If you're, what is this? Nico Martinez is what? Those are the pictures of us, Nico. Did you put that picture there so that the people who do not know
us? Okay, why you sound like a Paola Deen right now? Did you put a picture? Like, I don't know, you had a country accent. I don't know, you didn't have a country accent right now. I thought it was a Paola. Yeah, what? Where you came?
What?
Tomato.
KFC.
Tomato.
You gonna eat some KFC?
Wait. When you do the accent, why you make squinking face?
No, I don't know.
Why you do the face? It's like,
no. Wait. So, Where were we?
It's okay. So, you know, whoever doesn't know us,
so this is
us.
This is real life. This is real life. So what I saw Archer also. Archer was typing.
So this is us. So you cannot follow our disorganized craziness, crazy fun. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
You guys saved the southern accent for Fatty. And for Fatty and I, this is Adam, in 45 minutes.
In 45 minutes?
Because they're doing the show, they're closing show in 45 minutes. So they both have Southern, you know, like Adam.
They do not have Southern.
Oh, you should then stay and listen when you're driving home. You can hear an impression of Adam.
What kind of accent? Like Southern, like
an Arkansas accent?
Like a... Kind of. Maybe. Rail.
Hey, Adam, I was in Bentonville the other day.
Invincible?
What?
Invincible?
Who? What?
Wait,
should I play the music?
I thought you said Invincible. I never heard about it. What is Invincible?
No, Bentonville.
Bentonville?
Do I need to make a sentence?
Bentonville?
Yeah, I took my parents to Bentonville to visit the first Walmart.
Wait, I'm so confused.
It's a place called Bentonville in Arkansas.
And the first Walmart?
Yes.
Oh, Walmart was first founded over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, why? That big deal?
It's actually quite nice. There's a nice museum, a nice restaurant. Yeah, it's very nice. Okay. You should visit. It's
Wait,
not
Walmart,
too far.
Is it an international company?
Yes.
Well, we shouldn't talk about it because they haven't sponsored us.
Yes, we shouldn't. Yeah.
The only like funeral tea is sponsored funeral by my mom, my mother.
I thought about making that and then I stopped because I think this is going to be the theme other than talk about maybe possibly talking about getting married. But my photographer just texted me, said that she'll have the photo ready by Friday.
Oh, good. I was thinking about it. I'm like, I want to see, but I don't want to see.
Oh, why?
I will look so, but I make sure to Photoshop before you send it to me. Please. Oh. I know I'm going to look so fatty.
But anyway, were you? I was not at the food festival, Adam. I was just showing my parents around Bentonville because we were, this was like maybe a month ago when I went to my nephew's graduation. When was that? That was May.
May 18.
Oh, so like a month and a half ago. So we went to Oklahoma and then for his graduation. And then on the way back to Kansas City, we drove kind of sort of like took a detour and went to Bentonville. Huh. So it was very nice, very beautiful.
So how many population?
25.
25 people?
No, I don't. I 25,000.
Maybe Adam might know.
Adam might know. But anyway, let's talk about this. This is what I did not plan this, but as you were coming in, I'm thinking, we've been doing Pride Voidy for a while, right?
This is our.
Don't even try to even count. We don't know. And Adam, please visit KC. Oh my gosh, Ding and DeBell will take you out to delicious meals.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Please come while you're thick, because
thick. Who's not thick?
Everybody's talking about us getting a little thicker.
Us?
No, like here, all the people.
Oh, I know y'all.
So we're a little thick. So we might. You know, come while you're thick so you can eat and then we can like diet again.
Is a Pride 48 going to have a little more like a losing weight contest or something?
No, please. I tried that on my show. It didn't work. I tried it on Penang Hokkien. It didn't work. Oh. Chicken feet. Oh, by the way, I have some chicken feet in the freezer.
Chicken feet. I can't eat chicken feet.
What was that? Was that an accent?
Chicken feet.
So let's see. Adam says, I think the entire area might be about 75,000 people.
200,000 people? That's how many?
NWA area is about 200,000. Northwest Arkansas, maybe, not NWA. There's a buffet place. There's like a sushi buffet place that was pretty good, and we celebrated Mother's Day there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they even brought out a carnation for my mom.
NWA. Oh, okay. Northwest.
Can you read this?
I thought it was the...
No, okay. Can you read this? This four cities?
Okay.
That made out of Northwest Arkansas.
Okay, where is it?
Here.
Fayetteville.
That's good.
Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Rogers. Bentonville. Springdale.
Dale.
Oh, Dale.
Yeah, that's good.
I know Rogers because we have project over there.
Yeah.
So I'm more familiar with a city name because I hear that all the time. Yeah.
Rogers, Arkansas.
We
drove by Rogers too. I mean, it's all sort of connected.
Northwest Arkansas. I thought it was Northwest NWL, Northwest Airline.
Oh my God! Gary said instead of cupcakes in New Orleans, we need to get beignets. Beignets.
What is beignet?
Beignets.
Oh, beignet.
Wait. Okay.
Beignet.
Okay.
It's not beignet. It's not beignet. It's beignet.
Can you please make a sentence out of it?
Do you know where we can get the best beignet? It's in New Orleans. Cafe du Monde.
Okay, Cafe du Monde. So maybe it should be called beignets.
It's not called beignet.
It's beignet.
It's beignet.
Maybe you don't pronounce the
it. It's beignet.
You don't pronounce it.
Minneapolis. Minneapolis. Indianapolis. Minneapolis. Indianapolis. Indianapolis. Indianapolis.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah, we will get beignets for sure. What'd you say?
Beignet.
Is that how you say it in Japanese?
Yes.
Oh, it's called beignet.
Beignet.
It's beignet.
It's a three letter. Beignet. Beignet.
Yeah, beignet.
But sounds like when you said it's like a nya, kind of like a nya. Beignet. Kind of like a nya.
It's called beignet.
It doesn't sound tasty. Beignet. Bagret.
Because the GN is like a nya.
Banging it.
Oh my God.
Banging it sounds kind of naughty.
Banging it.
See, Adam.
That was not Adam.
Oh, that's it.
That was Crone.
Oh, Crone.
Mm. So
okay, so we're gonna eat the beignet.
Yes, we'll eat beignet.
Okay,
for sure.
And then.
Yes.
Cafe au lait.
Oh, cafe au lait.
Cafe au lait is so oishi.
Cafe au lait is what? It's coffee and milk.
Milk and coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee and milk.
Yes.
So
what's the difference between milk and coffee and coffee and milk?
So wait.
What did you do this?
The cafe? Cafe du Monde cup.
Oh.
K for cup.
I thought you have to squeeze the milk yourself.
No. K for
she
cup.
She just hold up her wrist in the air.
No, K for cup. So right. So if you look inside, there is a line in there. In the cup.
Oh, in the cup. Okay.
So that the how much they fill the coffee.
The coffee and
very,
how much they...
Chicory coffee.
Chicory. Oh, okay.
Chicory coffee.
Chicory coffee.
Chicory coffee is that line.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, they pour hot, warm milk.
Uh-huh.
That's why that tasty. So tasty. Tasty.
Does the milk make you sound like that? Does the coffee make you sound
tasty.
Like that?
Tasty.
Oh my gosh. No, okay, let's get serious because let's talk about...
Oh, let's get serious?
Yes.
We're never serious with this.
No, it's not very serious. But I have been trying to think to say that we've been doing Ding the Bell, specifically Pride 40 for a long time, right?
Right.
And it's been so long that do you realize this year, it's the year that our age really showed in every aspect of everything. Like... I can't see when I'm just like hooking up things. And you can't see anything. Everything's blurry. And we're late. And we're thick. Like, seriously, I can't remember how to do the chat. I didn't know how to do the live stream chat. I didn't know, like, I technically am supposed to be helping other people do the live show if they use a Mac. And when somebody asked me questions the other day, like Big Fatty asked me questions, like, oh shit, I don't remember how to do it.
That's the kind of thing. If you don't do that all the time,
you
lose it.
Do you want us to do more live shows?
Yes. And then remember, we committed before.
Oh shit, did we?
We did. And then how many we did?
Oh, look how skinny we were.
You were.
We're looking at the picture from Nick.
I look so fresh, like a beignet.
Oi.
Oi, look. Oh, see, that's the thing. I don't want to look old.
It's okay. We all get old. As long as we're getting old together. If you are getting old and I'm not getting old, then that's bad.
That's bad.
That but would be just ding and the bleh. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Suba always says, oh, shit.
Oh, my so gosh.
Good. So, wait, I love... See, I used to be more... Remember, one day I texted you. I said, John, oh, ding. I have big problem. And you're like, what? I don't look... I lost my light. No more light.
You lost your light.
I don't have light like that.
Oh, which light? This light?
This in the picture. Look how shining I am.
What am I hearing?
Over there.
What? What am I hearing? Which over what?
No.
I think I'm hearing your throat again. As you were talking, it's like a third person. That's so scary. I thought it was a ghost. Oh my gosh. Do you know, maybe because we're too old, we don't have the energy to do the show anymore.
No, we do. But look at how shining I am. I look very young and it's shining, and I see hollow on my head. But now I don't. Hollow gone. No more hollow. Hollow gone. No more hollow.
Hollow gone. Can you please make a sentence?
Well, hollow, right? Where's my hollow? I used to have a bunch of hollow.
Please make a sentence. I love the word hollow.
Hello, hello. You see hollow on your head.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yes.
I thought you meant hollow, hollow.
Hollow, hollow.
When I go to a Filipino restaurant and it's really hot outside, I order hollow, hollow.
Oh, hollow, hollow.
Yeah.
We had it yesterday. Why didn't we?
Oh, you did?
It was a good festival. Somebody didn't show up.
I didn't. I was too busy.
Oh, you know what, though? We have to talk about this later, offline.
Okay.
Okay. Offline.
Don't bring it up.
I know, offline.
But do you feel like how's let's talk about it. This is reality, and we're not that old, but we are getting into we're stepping into
next,
getting older, right? We're
next,
stepping into the next chapter of our life.
Right, because the 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 to 70.
What? Okay.
70 to 80.
No, I was just going to say, because I think we are able to get by, maybe particularly that we're Asians, that we can get by for looking a little younger than we maybe are.
No.
Oh, why don't have people guess our age?
Well, a lot of people think...
Okay, why don't you say... Okay.
Way younger than my age.
Okay, so...
No, don't advertise our age, though.
No, I'm asking them to guess our age.
But then, you know, what if they said, oh, 55? What are you going to say?
Well, say, oh, that's wrong. So why don't you guys, based on the picture that was a few years ago...
Only a couple of years, right?
And also based on whatever, guess how old we are. So...
We need to
maybe how old we look and how old you really think we are. Because when it comes to some physical signs of old age, you can't hide it, right?
You know,
you can't hide that my vision is going. You can't hide that when I squat down, it's really hard to get up.
What is this? Wait, what are you wearing?
Can you please describe to people?
It is like, I don't know, like a sheet. Ding is wearing a sheet. What is a sheet?
Oh my God.
He's wrapping a sheet around like a skirt. What is he wearing? What is this?
Oh my gosh, you need to respect my culture.
Oh, is that your cultural outfit?
Yes.
How am I going to know? You never wore that before in front of me. And I'm like, anyway, by the way, Ding, 38.
Davel,
36. Who said that?
That's from Uncle Bota. He's very good at lying.
I love you, Uncle Bota. You look like a 34, Uncle Bota.
Okay, so, yeah, stairs kills, yes. And our new house has stairs. Oh, gosh.
Somebody said John is 44.
Yes, Dan, you're correct. Stairs kill.
Wait, are you 44 already?
Hurt. Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh. Which means you're catching up.
Oh, so here's the thing.
What thing?
So, the reason why I... So, remember when we took the theater makeup class? when we were in college.
Yeah.
So you had to make middle-aged face. You remember that?
Yes.
So we had to draw a little bit of shadow around your chin, make it look like a
jowl line.
Yes. So that was, to me, is like a middle-aged face, right? When I look myself in the mirror, I have that. I don't need to make up anymore for that. So I was saying like, oh, shit, I can't do this. So I think because I gained weight, that's why I look older. When you lose weight, you look younger.
I thought when you lose weight, you have, like, looser skin. And
No. A lot of people, my friend over there, they lost
weight. Over there means where?
Japan.
Oh, okay.
They lost
Ring
weight.
Ring the bell. They had to.
Who was that?
It was Gary.
Gary. Anyway, they lost weight and they look great. They don't look years old.
Hey, it's PD. Where's PDX? Is PDX Portland? Do you know?
PDX?
I kind of forgot. I thought I knew.
Philadelphia.
What?
Oh. Phoenix.
Phoenix. Oh.
River.
No, it's Portland.
It's River Phoenix.
No, it's Portland.
What?
PDX is like airport name for Portland International Airport. Hello.
Hello.
No, I know cities now because of my job. I know where Rogers is.
What is MCI?
MCI is Kansas City.
But they changed it. The code name changed it. KCX or something.
KDU. What?
They changed to Kansas City. Look it up.
KCI is Kansas City International Airport. But
recently they changed the name to, used to be MCI, right?
MCI is still the airport, the flight airport name.
Right, but when I was buying ticket.
Oh yeah, they changed it?
They changed it. It didn't come up MCI. It was KC something.
What?
Yeah, look
it up. Did you buy
up.
The correct airline?
Look it up.
What airline did you buy it
look
from?
Look it up. JAL.
What is JAL?
What
oh,
JAL,
Japan Airlines.
Yeah.
Maybe that, but not... not.
But No. When I flew with them...
Yeah, that's like American Airlines.
I fly American too.
Fine trip.
Check
no,
it out.
See? Okay, no, KCI's code is MCI.
Okay, check it up.
I know, I'm checking. I know, I just bought my tickets.
To where?
Lots of places. Okay, from? How about from here?
A lot of price. Where are you going to
fly? Kansas City?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
There.
Oh.
Maybe you bought from the wrong airport. Oh my God, Micah. I'm in the bell.
Now thousands of people know my name.
What MCI is still showing as Kansas City? See, people are doing the research for us on this, the chat room.
Oh,
how nice.
Oh, I'm glad.
Ring the bell, Uncle Bondasan. Yeah.
I'm glad. I think that we finally caught everybody's attention. Did you just look at my fat?
No. I look at your this.
My stomach fat.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, do we want to...
Bing.
Rainbow. What is it? I live at
Rainbow
Vista, a gay retirement community. Maybe we should move there, the bell. When we retire, do you want to move to a gay retirement facility?
That would be so much fun. Now, if my James gone...
Maybe James would enjoy it too.
Ding!
Oh, okay. So
No comment.
Anyway, do you want to talk about? Should we talk about the wedding a little bit?
Yes. Okay. Well, it's a okay. I thought it was the MCR. What? Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. My bad, everybody. I was looking Haneda. No. Am I losing my mind?
Wait,
it said Kansas City, maybe because of Japan Airlines, though. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Oh.
Okay, so people in the chat room.
Sorry, I was loud.
People in the chat room. So, it seems like a theme this weekend that I've been hearing from people. They're at wedding anniversary, or they're getting married, or they just got married, and I think I don't make a big public announcement, but I did sort of whenever it calls for, I would do it. So because my husband is very private. Oh, what are you doing?
Sorry.
Because my husband is very private, but he's listening, I think. But because my husband is very private, so I kept everything like, you know, that, like, I try to be respectful, and so I don't, you know, blast it out. Plus, the wedding is for us and not for everybody else. But so I didn't want to make it too public. So there's no photos out there. but I am married, and I want to talk about, I think I was listening to Tim and James, I believe, on earlier this afternoon, and I think they were talking about they're celebrating the 20th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
What? What are you talking about?
We're celebrating 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That's fine.
Yes. So they're about to celebrate their wedding, their third wedding anniversary, but their 20th anniversary, so, which is confusing, but anyway, so I wanted to make it so that I don't have another date, which is really stupid, but it just happened that with all the planning and everything, we got married on our 20th anniversary, and so from now on it will be 20th anniversary, or the 21st would also be our, is that correct?
Yeah.
Why are you not paying attention to my story?
Sorry.
Are you still trying to prove that MCI changed to something else? I thought we move on the story next chapter already. Oh my gosh. But so is it correct? Because we got married on our 20th anniversary, then our 21st anniversary.
Sorry, I was very distracted. Sorry, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to kind of prove that I was right. Damn it. Well, I swear I saw Casey something. I'm like, oh, shit, that changed. And I was just thinking about it.
But Casey D. Casey D. There is the downtown airport is a different code.
Oh, that did. Oh, am I flying
down? Yes, yes. And they won't fly there. So it would be a wrong thing to do. Casey, I think it's not KCI. It's like KC something. Downtown airport has its own code.
Oh.
Yeah, so you might want to check your ticket anyway.
Well,
at least we hey, Ed Gong. Hey, is Ed Gong, okay. Ed from Singapore?
Now you worried me. I had to check quickly.
I think Ed Gong is from Ed Chan from Singapore. Apa kabar? Hello.
Apa kabar?
Hello, ni hao. Your first wedding anniversary will be my 21st anniversary. I'm so glad people are doing the math for me.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, that was a lovely day. It was, you know how I try to keep everything simple. I didn't want to overdo my wedding because I'm afraid of over planning wedding like you did. What are you laughing at?
Because somebody said your first wedding anniversary will be your 21st anniversary together. Oh my gosh. So funny. If my mascara is still off, am I crying? Do I have black ring on my eyes?
Yes.
It's still there? Oh yes. My God, it was so funny. Yes. Anyway, I was there.
Yes.
So waiting.
Yes.
I witnessed it.
Yes. You almost going to make it, oh my gosh, to the ceremony.
Horrible. Well, why I didn't?
You.
Oh, because... Because I wasn't sure, you know, that time was like, should I drive separately, you know, because uh-huh. like, you know, he, James,
yes.
was coming
yes.
together.
But he had to work.
Yeah, he had to work. He couldn't leave early or whatever. So I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to drive by myself, da 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 da. But then, you know.
We have 20 more minutes.
Only 20 more minutes? My reaction in the beginning was, ooh, 1 hour, what am I going to talk about?
You always said that.
I was nervous.
I know, several times. You can listen to the recording.
Okay, so, is that my throat?
Yes.
I think ghost around.
Yes, I think your ghost. Yes.
My ghost? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, I was so worried about it. I mean, like, you know, then...
That you couldn't come.
I couldn't come. And yes. then, you know, then...
I'm glad you made it.
And I said, you know, James, you know, but James said... He's your best friend. You should go.
You should go. Aw, that is so sweet.
So I'm like, you think? Yeah. So I'm like, yes, this is his once-in-a-life event. I can't miss it. So I went there. I'm so glad I did. It was very quick and a neat ceremony. Like,
it's
you know.
Very simple.
Very simple. You two came. That's it. Very, very quick.
Literally. I think we took longer taking pictures.
It was nice. And then a cute photographer. I really like her. So yeah, then reception was so simple and nice.
Good.
Even James had a great time.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Of course, great food and everything. Mm-hmm. Cake cut. And I said later, like, is it like, oh, like graduation? I said, you had your cake at the graduation. And
then like, I thought you meant graduation.
No,
I thought you meant like the color looked like graduation color.
No, it's just a graduation, like kind of like a colored mixing. Yes. You think graduation, right?
Gradation to be great.
Gradation.
But graduation of, like, I think of, like, you know, commencement. That's what I think of graduation.
So anyway, so sure enough, your hubby did not want any microphone on the floor. Nope. So who brought the microphone to the... Hi, everybody. Anybody have something
to say? You started it.
I started it.
Were you drunk? To.
No, I was not.
Did you drink at all? No, you have to drive, so you didn't drink.
I did. I had a 3 or 4 glasses of wine.
Oh, but wine's fine.
But you know what, though? I was planning to say something.
Oh.
I knew. Well, I had to. I'm a maid of honor.
You were not officially. You just made yourself one.
I know, but I'm very... I mean, you know, we have such a long history. I want people to know that we are not just the kind of somebody, hey... we are not just...
What was that?
No, we are not like that. Oh, we're very close. So I'm glad I was there. I liked when people was like... we're talking about, you know, when you met with your, you know, husband,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, but before that you were crying because of a broken heart, da 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 da, and then they were like, oh, I'm sure people were a little worried about what direction I was going.
I was very worried about where you were gonna go.
But then after that, then he met the Mr. Right, and everybody go like, oh.
I just want to clarify too, like, that when people heard the story before, but that thing was like totally so nothing. It was not even a relationship. It was like an email communication.
But you know what? The way you reacted.
But
was,
I was so,
so
naive. I was so, yeah, I was so,
so
young.
Maybe.
So naive. Yeah.
You just came out too.
Yes.
I know. You were like, I still remember you were like, ooh, crying on the bench outside. So sad. It was so sad. But, yeah.
So, okay, that was the story.
What the Kansas City code?
But I think I really enjoyed it because I thought it was fun.
It was fun.
It's a small, close, you know, very close. People are usually very close.
Yes.
And so it was a nice celebration, I thought. I have, frankly, I've not seen Bruce that happy.
He was happy.
He was so happy. Like,
he was happy.
I know. I mean, he's, you know, I've not seen him like publicly. Oh my gosh, I'm just saying. I just realized he's listening.
he's very listening upstairs.
But he's so, like, you can see him like kind of like glowing, you know what I'm saying? He was so excited and so happy.
He was so happy.
So I was, I'm also very happy. But, you know, I was just going to say, even with our simple wedding day, it was on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people. Not a lot of events, really. But, you know, went to lunch. And then after that, we went to the ceremony. And then we had the party.
Right.
And even that, I felt like there's a lot of stuff. Like, I kept going into this mindset of like, oh my gosh, I got to make sure I take care of somebody. You know? No?
Right.
Like, you know, you try to be the host. And then I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do. And then, like, I'm sweaty. And then, oh, one thing. I don't know if I told you this. Maybe I can tell the story here. So there's a wardrobe malfunction. You know, I come down really late to the reception, right?
Right, right.
So so what happened was I put everything on. You know, when I put my shirt on, I have this shirt tail, kind of like a suspender thing. So it pulls my shirt tail down on front and the back. And then it attaches to my socks. So that my shirt tucks in like that. So before, you know, so imagine before I put on my pants, I put my shirt on.
Okay.
And then I put my socks on and I have this thing, contraption thing that hold onto my shirt like that.
Oh, okay.
And then it drags down to my socks.
Okay.
So it pulls my socks up and then it drags my shirt down.
Okay.
So I always have that whenever I dress up so that, you know, my shirt doesn't kinda pull out.
Right?
Very neat.
Right.
So I wore that and then I change everything and I put on my jacket and I look at my socks. I didn't like my socks to go. My socks was gray and then my suit was black.
Right.
And I didn't like it. So I had to change everything, and I have to in order to get to my socks, I can't just change my socks.
You have to
I have to take my jacket off, and then take my, I have a suspender, so I took my suspenders off so that I can take my pants off, and then take my, remove the socks, put my socks back on, and re-put everything back on.
Oh,
and then
see.
When I was doing that, one of the little hook thing for my suspender
broke.
Thing broke. It came off, so I have to like, oh my gosh, I have to fix that. That's why I was so late.
You look so stylish.
Oh, thank you.
Very like a model, like a
oh,
magazine.
Thank you.
And
thank
Bruce
you.
Looks so tight too. Very handsome.
Well, thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yeah. And then like the, when you guys were taking like a kind of mobs. Mafia look picture, like serious face.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You guys always do that fun thing. Yes, you know, yes. It was very like, we were saying like, look
like
at that.
Like GQ.
Right, right. And then like me and David, we were like, look at that. Wow, it's very stylish. It was so stylish.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
I know.
Typical Asian wedding.
It was so nice.
Who said, at Chan said, typical Asian wedding, everything also worry. Yeah. Oh, wait, how are we doing time-wise? You're checking
no, no,
out.
Don't forget the closing show is coming up on the next 9 okay. p.m.
So yeah. Big Fatty is
Big Fatty.
Reminding everybody yes. that the closing show is coming up in about 15 minutes at 9 p.m. Eastern Time
right.
and 8 p.m. Central Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Wait, 6 p.m.? Oh, 2
West,
hours?
No, not Eastern. 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Okay, oh yeah, because yes. they are...
Yes, or way. Malaysian yeah, time is 9 a.m. Malaysian time on Monday.
Okay, what the
or
Japan
Singapore
time?
Or Singapore time, too. Japan, I don't know what Japan time is. Is it about the same? I think it's
Two
the same
hours,
as Malaysian.
14-hour differences.
Yeah, so whatever it is, you just count it yourself.
So...
13 minutes. So we have to get off, though, at 7:58, or our time, 7:58. So,
okay, okay.
So about 12 more minutes.
Okay, wow.
I know, where did time go?
Time flew.
But I'm glad you get to be in my wedding, and
yeah,
I get to be
you.
In your wedding in Japan.
Yeah, that's why James said, he came to our wedding, you need to be there, and we have to be there, too.
Oh,
so, yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah.
You know,
was
I was
great.
Very happy, and he looked really good, and he was concerned, but he looked so good.
I know, I told him, like, you know, he was like, I'm so fat, I have nothing to wear. I'm like,
just, you kept saying the same thing.
Right, right. Then I'm like, you know, whatever, you know, just come with, and he could fit into the pants. And then he bought the shirt, and he dressed up.
Yeah, he looked good.
James, you look very nice.
I know.
Very handsome.
Good, good, good.
Very handsome.
Well, I'm so glad I'm so glad you guys were there. And
yeah.
I think it turned out to be a great wedding.
Yeah.
And we've been talking and planning for a long time, even
right.
though it's a simple one. And we're very thankful that most of the planning was mostly done by Melissa and Bruce's mom. But thank goodness. She's awesome at organizing parties.
Very
so
sweet.
She's good.
She's very pretty.
I know.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so that's the wedding. We can
okay,
end that
great.
Story now.
Yeah, dang. Yeah, dang. Long,
so I'm married. Long story
serious.
Short. Short story long.
long. No, long story long.
Short story even longer. So, but okay. So,
okay.
So
we're...
Oh, by the way, we need to tell people.
Okay.
If you have been listening to the show all weekend long and you haven't yet donated to Pride 48, you should do that. While you're at Pride48.com, you can go on the right side, look for the purple donate button and click on that and donate. There's like a $5 option, $25 option. You can go ahead and donate. So what that happens is the money goes to paying for the streaming service and all that so that we can do what we're doing right now to all of you. So go ahead and do that. I don't know what the report is. So if somebody says something, such a fun podcast, you guys have to come back to the pot waves. Oh, hey, Clams Casino. Clams Casino might be new. Thank
oh,
you.
Thank you.
Which one are you pointing?
That's at? Such a fun.
Oh, I forgot about the donations. Oh, it's okay, Ricky. I'm doing it for you. Ricky, Ricky also reminds you that we have to click on the donate button. Because if you find this sort of like the community, the whole weekend, the whole community coming together, something that you enjoy, something that is empowering, you should donate and allow us to do more of this.
Ricky says thank you.
Yeah, potentially doing more.
So, hey, so the Pride 48 in New Orleans, right? New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Yes.
So, is it open to everybody?
It's yeah.
Anybody want to fly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well then, if you want to come rub Ricky's soft stomach, you should definitely fly to New Orleans.
Yes, if you want to see the Belle laying her head on the Avon, is it Avon?
I know. I'm not having Avon product or anything, but just say
Avon soft stomach.
Yeah, and you can rub Ricky's stomach so soft.
And also RC, do you remember RC? RC. So RC is hopefully coming also. We're hoping RC will be coming to... he changed his name to SSS.
Yes,
okay,
SSS.
I don't even know how to do... Like, I don't SSS. Forgot how to do you change your name on the chat room. I'm
SSS,
sold.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that we're excited. So donate, and we're also 8 minutes left.
Okay,
we also are very excited to tell you that we'll be in Vegas.
Yeah,
and
New Orleans.
So,
New Orleans.
We have been planning the New Orleans.
We've been planning that.
So we are going to talk about it
very quickly.
Very quickly, but we're not going to show you until you show up in New Orleans. I'm going to say Vegas again.
New Orleans.
Until you show up in New Orleans.
Wait, is that New Orleans or New Orleans? New Orleans, right?
New Orleans.
New Orleans?
New Orleans. Okay, so I bought something. So somebody talk about it. I can't remember who it was. Oh, yes, it was Ricky. Ricky, I'm a little thick. So hopefully I'll lose some weight before.
I know, we'll me too.
They talk about me wearing high heels there. So to kind of repeat the whole tradition.
We did.
So let's explain quickly why we do this tradition.
So we did right?
In Vegas.
Vegas, because like I can't see, I'm a woman, but I cannot
You
wear,
are?
I am. Oh wow. Wow. Anyway, so I can't.
Why did you touch your breast when you talk about I'm a woman? She said I'm a woman and she's caressing her breast.
I'm like, oh, I forgot that I have like a big pad on my like brush. Like, okay. Anyway, so I cannot wear high heel because I have very weak knee, and then like because I'm too fat, I over twist my ankle.
Oh my god, people, Dan, you're so good.
What?
He's putting pictures. He's putting pictures. Oh my gosh. So
anyway, so I can't wear my heel. So Ding said, I'll wear that for you. So that's how it started. Yes.
So now it's sort of like a tradition now. Yeah. When we go to Pride 48 live in person, I'll be wearing heels. So yeah. I bought a pair of heels, and you guys just have to come and see the ensemble that the Belle and I are going to wear.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's still a pink carpet. If there's not one, we'll make one.
We'll bring our own pink carpet.
Yes. Well, we don't have to bring it. They just bring a pink napkin.
So everybody's coming, right? Joey and then
I think Joey's coming. Okay. Oh, Joey, thank you this morning for helping me test my level.
Oh, Joey.
Kinky boots. Almost. Boots. Okay, so I bought the boots. No, not boots. I bought my high heels.
Aww.
I have not shown it to the Belle in person. I've shown her pictures. I'm going to have her react while I open up the box, okay? How long is the closing show? I'm just asking. It's probably 30 minutes. Anyway, look. What does this say?
Pleaser, sexier than ever.
Okay, all right. So, okay, I'm opening up the box now for her to see. She's gonna. You have to react with your voice. Okay, you have to say it. Okay. Oh my gosh, this is so. Oh my. I'm sure a lot of people will be going to New Orleans now.
What the fuck? Oh, wow.
5 minute warning. Okay.
Oh my god.
That
is
beautiful.
So funny. Wow.
Oh my gosh. You touch it.
It's like a Broadway.
It's what? Broadway?
Broadway, yo. This is like a wow.
Okay, so she. Please describe.
Oh my god. It's so pointy.
Oh my god. Okay.
Oh my pointy.
They just lost it.
This is so nice. How do you wear this thing?
I have to practice.
This is like how many? Like 7 inches heel?
I think it's six.
6 inches?
Okay, I'm going to put them on.
You're going to lose your balance.
I'm going to put them on right now.
You're going to lose
your
balance.
It's so pointy.
So pointy.
Can you describe? Without
the, it's a sense of pointy.
It's like Broadway. They're repeating everything you say now.
So Broadway. This I can see Joey's wearing this.
Joey Buhacker?
Joey, yeah.
Okay, so describe to people what I'm doing right now.
Wearing the pointy heel. Wow, sexy.
I know, right?
It is so, but you can also kill somebody with the heel.
So pointy. Episode title, so pointy. 6 inches. Do you want to see me walk?
Who said that?
It's Dan. Okay, all right. You want to?
So pointy, 6 inches on the title.
Okay, you guys have to come to Nolens to see us in our outfit, especially me in my heels.
Oh my gosh,
I can't stand up.
Oh my gosh, with your sheets, wrapping sheets, like very. Oh wow. Oh, you're so ginormous. Your head almost touching the roof. Touching the roof. Wow. How do you walk? Make you look skinnier.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. You look like a whore. Like a downtown the street whore. Like
I was telling the bell, we have like 3.5 minutes or 2.5 minutes.
Wow.
I was telling the bell, after I placed my order of my high heels, I told the bell, what if I can't walk in them? And I said, my backup plan is to have a wheelchair so they can wheel me around. But I think I can walk. I think
you can walk, yeah. You look skinny.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, like a whore.
I know. But I look so, isn't this good though?
It's so
gorgeous.
So gorgeous, but you can kill with somebody.
You can kill somebody. Who do you want me to kill? I can kill
them. Like you
can
stab it. This is a weapon. It can be weapon.
This can be weapon?
Weapon?
Why did you say
pointy?
This can be weapon?
This is a weapon. Pointy weapon? You look like a whore. Pointy whore weapon.
Okay, let's look at the time. Okay, we have like a minute and a half left, so let's wrap up.
There's always Wendy's car.
That's right. Oh, is Wendy going? Is Wendy going too? Oh my gosh.
I can't wait to see Wendy.
Yeah. Okay, so let's wrap up before we...
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like one more minute.
One more minute, but
thank
hey,
you so much, you guys,
you so
for coming and come here and listening.
Yeah,
Clams, Casino, thank you so much. You might be the one of the newer ones.
Ricky changed his name to SSS.
I know.
SSS, Ricky.
So,
Ricky.
Closing show is coming up, so you guys want to stay tuned for that.
Oh, Ricky, SSS.
And pointy whore weapon.
Pointy whore.
So I can't wait to see, I hope, most of you in Vegas. Yeah. No, not
no,
Vegas.
Stop saying the whore.
Not in Vegas. Where did Nolens? Okay, I'll see y'all in Nolens. Okay, so we have a few seconds left.
When
what
you
do
said
say?
Nolens, you sound like a Nolan. Like
Nolan.
A gnawling.
Yes.
Like a gnawling.
Yes. Oh, thank you all. Thank you all.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's Mr. Mike 1972. Mike?
Uh-huh. Mike? Mike? Yes. Yes, Tango. Tango Bravo, yes.
Oh, yeah. Do I have to say it? You have to say it before Bravo, we go. Okay, like 15 seconds. Quickly say what Ding the Bell is.
Okay. Delta, India, November, Golf, Delta, Alpha, Bravo, Lima Lima.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, we're done. That was so perfect, the timing.
That was so perfect timing. And pointy shoes look like a whore. Whoa, pointy 6 inches.
Oh my God.
Pointy shoes.
So now we've recorded a show. It
looks like a whore.
Do you want to hear what the closing show is?
Oh my God. Should we hear?
No, don't. Oh my
God.
That gosh.
Is. See, I look so fresh.
I was so skinny back then. No, I got to lose weight.
No, no. You look same.
No.
Really? So you look really same. I look skinnier.
Now skinnier?
No. There.
It is August 24th through the 26th, 2018, and it's not in our usual place. We're going someplace new.
We are going to the one and only New Orleans, Louisiana. Mm-hmm.
Now, for the Holiday Inn Superdome.
What can we expect at the Pride 48 Expo?
I think Rodan put a best.
They always let us do like the last show.
Who is that like a high voice person? Who's that?
Almost like an enrollment admission.
On the show.
This one?
Adam and who?
Nonstop entertainment, jokes, and beauty.
This one?
It's like the pimp cover.
Ha ha!
Big Fatty has a name.
That's
and
not Adam.
If you're not listening to podcasts.
That's Rodan. I mean, that's.
There's tours, there's graveyards, and there's some other things too.
Sex. What is this on this one?
She's Taffy. Remember Taffy?
And
oh, Taffy. Okay, that's why. I'm like, who's
yeah.
the girl?
Yes.
Okay.
All down the Bourbon Street.
And we've learned that in New Orleans, I will eat off a dirty chair in a girl's mom.
Show in New Orleans.
So
oh, wow.
If you like to try,
whoa, my gosh.
If you
is like that 9 weeks from like tonight? We'll be at the closing show in New Orleans.
Wow.
Please go to pride48.com and sign up to register for this wonderful Pride 48 Expo. August 24th through the 26th at the Holiday Inn Superdome. Details can be found at pride48.com.
I don't think it's going to fit. Did you show your mom? What she said?
Put on.
What she said?
She said, "Oh my God, I'll fall." Oh wait, listen. That's the closing show. Okay. Anyway, we were chit chatting until the.
Oh wow!
Say
okay.
bye to the.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's post it finally. Bye. Thank you for listening.
I have to. I have to post it next week.
You know what? I think you still have like a couple of episodes that you have never posted to.
Really?
I think you do. I think you have three that you did.
Not that many.
Two?
I think one.
Okay, well, it's hidden somewhere. Okay. It's a hidden treasure.
I'll look for
hidden
it.
Hidden treasure.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ding, 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 ding.
Should I play it? Okay. Eh? Wrong.
Operator will be with you.
Ding, ding, ding.